Candace Leitner says grieving is the beginning, middle, and rest of her life.
My daughter Carrie was 13, and she was killed by a multiple repeat offender, hit-and-run drunk driver, and that started the whole movement. I was so angry.
That anger motivated the 34-year-old divorced mother of three to take a stand. She quit her job as a real estate agent and immersed herself into organizing a fight to save lives. In 1980, the year Carrie was killed by a drunk driver, 27,000 people died in alcohol-related crashes. Leitner called her new group Mothers Against Drunk Driving, also known by its acronym MAD.
Our strategy basically was to deal with the issue at the local, state, and national level. The local level, we would ask city councils to implement task force in order to deal with the problem at the local level. At the state level, we would look at legislation and we would look at state task forces, governor-appointed task forces, to deal with it at the state level. And at the national level, of course, we looked at it in terms of the presidential task force.
Within 2 years, a presidential commission addressed the problem and recommended that the drinking age be raised to 21. By 1987, all states had complied. Leitner also fought to criminalize driving drunk.
My belief was we need to have judges and law enforcement and everybody else say this behavior is not acceptable, it's not tolerable, we're going to do something about it. Then maybe the public would pick up on the fact that, hey, you know, this is a crime and it's a serious crime.
MAD lobbied for tougher laws and harsher penalties and got them. For the 5 years between 1980 and 1985 that Leitner ran the organization, 500 new laws were passed across the country to address the drunk driving issue.
I learned that you really can make a difference, that you really can change attitudes, you can change laws, you can become involved and immersed in something and have a positive impact.
In the 25 years since MAD was founded, alcohol traffic fatalities in the United States have been cut by 40%. The organization, now with 600 chapters across the country, estimates that over the past quarter century, it has saved more than 300,000 lives. When Leitner left MAD, she worked with struggling nonprofits and picked up the pieces of her home life.
I get calls all the time from people who want to start a movement, who've had some tragedy happen to them or a friend or whatever. And there are a number of groups now that exist that I helped in the beginning, of which I was happy to do. And I always tell them, it's really important that while you're doing this, you still are able to take care of your family, really maintain your life.
Leitner followed her own advice. She needed time to grieve and be with her children. Today she sells houses in Virginia. People often ask her how she could go from the head of a national organization to a job as a real estate agent.
I help people make the biggest investment decision of their lives. And there is nothing that makes me feel better than when I find the home of their dreams that they truly love, that I know they're going to do well on, make money, live, and be happy. And to me, that's making a difference. It's not saving a life, but it's helping people with the biggest investment in their future. So on the upside, I truly believe that whatever it is you do, if you look at it a certain way, it's going to help or benefit or do something good for somebody.
Candace Leitner says over the years, the pain of her daughter's death has lessened, but that it never goes away. The impassioned activist against drunk driving and founder of MAD says it's a lot easier to deal with anger and rage than with heartache. I'm Roseanne Scherble.